Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Hope you check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Go there and use it to your advantage. If you like what you see there, if there's any particular part, any particular person that you really like hearing what they have to say and you want to make sure you don't miss any of it, like our good friend Tom Hegna, who's with us right now, you can do the RSS thing there with anything we have, and we'll send it to you whenever it's ready. We'll follow you home. Another way we can follow you home is with our newsletter. If you subscribe to our newsletter, we'll send you the things we got coming up the week ahead, the column I've written, some other thoughts, and a book recommendation, and a video, and lots of stuff there. The schedule for the show coming up the next week. All that's at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to take the poll question, too, while you're at it on the homepage. Tom Hegner's with us. He's the author of Paychecks and Playchecks. He's a certified life underwriter, certified a charter financial consultant, et cetera, former vice president for New York Life. We're talking about retirement. And Tom, one of the things that that you talk a lot about in your book and in your work is long-term care. Tell the audience what long-term care is and why should we care about long-term care?
Yeah, Jim, you know, no retirement plan is complete without a plan for long-term care. What I say is, you know, there's the odds of your house burning down between now and the day you die are 3 out of 100, but you got homeowner's insurance. The odds of you totaling your car between now and the day you die are 18 out of 100, but you got automobile insurance. But the odds of you needing some long-term care between now and the day you die are 72 out of 100. And
wow.
Yet many, many listeners are not protected against long-term care. It's the one thing that most retirees have not planned for that can wipe out their entire life's work. I mean, it's a significant issue.
Mm-hmm. So long-term care, explain how it works. How does it actually pay out? What does it do?
Yeah, well, I mean, long-term care itself is just to help with the activities of daily living, you know, dressing, bathing, eating, toileting, moving around. And as you age, you need assistance with this. And that's why you've seen there's adult daycare centers, there's assisted living facilities, there's nursing homes. A lot of people think that long-term care insurance is nursing home insurance.
Yeah, a lot of people think that, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let me be clear. I call it anti-nursing home insurance. See, Jim, I always tell people what my plan is. My plan is I never have to go to a nursing home. I get to stay in my house till the day I die. The nurse has to come to me, and my favorite part, I get to pick the nurse.
Yeah,
and the reason is because I have a long-term care policy with home health care. I get to stay in my house.
Ah, so do you pick and choose, or do you just buy a policy and they just write you a check and that money is used however appropriate?
Yeah, well, you know, it depends on the company. You got to be careful. You want to deal with a highly rated carrier. You want to deal with an agent that you can trust. But you've got to get some form of long-term care coverage, and there's many forms. There's long-term care insurance policies. There's annuities that have long-term care benefits. There's life insurance that have long-term care benefits. The key is you've got to have a plan, because if you don't have a plan, the government has a plan, and the government's plan is you have to spend all your money down till you're in poverty.
Right.
And you go on welfare. Welfare is called Medicaid when you're old.
Yeah.
You go into Medicaid, and then you lose control, and that's how you wind up in one of those nursing
homes. So long-term care doesn't necessarily mean that you have to go into a nursing home or assisted living. Some of them do, though, right? Some of them, that's what it's for. You have to go to some facility.
Yeah, but I would try to find a policy where you get to stay in your house, where you stay in control, where if you just need adult daycare for a few hours a day, that you can do that. If you want to go into assisted living, that you can do that. You want a policy where you're in control, Jim, where the government's not in control.
You want options, right?
You want options, absolutely.
One of the things, sort of like the annuity thing we talked about, one of the things that I think turns a lot of people away from the long-term care is it's not inexpensive.
Well, here's what I say about that, Jim. I say if people think long-term care insurance is expensive, try not having it. And I give people I give people a homework assignment. Here's the homework assignment. I say, look, it's the holidays. You should do this every year. Go through a nursing home or go through an assisted living facility and say happy holidays to all the people. Many of them are lonely. But while you're there, when you see a family member, just ask them these questions. Number one, say, hey, how's this working out financially? And you're going to find out it's not working out financially. And then ask them this, how are all the brothers and sisters getting along? Are all the brothers and sisters getting along? And you'll find that this rips families apart. So the care itself is tremendously expensive, and the cost for a policy is pennies on the dollar. And I tell people long-term care is really not about you. It's about your family. It's the one thing that rips families apart.
You are exactly right about that. And I'll tell you, boomers are one generation that is getting this right between the eyes right now as they take care of their aging parents, aren't they?
While they're taking care of the kids.
Exactly.
They got both ends of it. Yes, that's exactly right.
We're called the sandwich generation. We're squeezed between the kids, the grandkids, and our aging parents. And that's I've done this myself with my dad and now with my mother. Same thing. So long-term care, and so we just contact an insurance agent and ask them about that.
Yeah, contact, one that you trust and a company that's got a great rating, has been around for a lot of years, absolutely.
Tom, give us the website, please.
PaychecksandPlaychecks.com, Jim. PaychecksandPlaychecks.com.
It's also the title of the book. Hey, Tom, will you come back again real soon?
I would love to.
We enjoyed having you here. Tom Hegna, ladies and gentlemen, H-E-G-N-A. He'll be back. I will be, too, after these messages. 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Cross the Mersey. Cause this land's the place I love, and here I...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.